Muhammad Rashid Al-Bu'anin has his eyes on the prize as he watches his beloved falcon take flight. Training his birds of prey to race needs skill and patience. And this year, his hopes are high for a win in January's biggest regional competition held in Qatar. Heading into the desert isn't just a pastime for most Qataris, it's actually a way of life. For thousands of years, Bedouin tribes in the Gulf needed falcons to survive. Now they celebrate them for their speed, agility and beauty.
It's our heritage. We learned falconry from our fathers and grandfathers. Falcons were used to hunt birds and rabbits, but it's different now. We've developed it as a hobby. Very few people own falcons, but that's changed.
Racing season is on and prizes are in their tens of thousands of dollars. But it's the prestige a champion falcon brings to its owner that makes all the difference. Innovative technology and gadgets help increase their chances of winning.
Well, I've been assured not to feel too nervous about holding this beautiful falcon from Mongolia. It's about 2 years old and it's due to take part in a competition next month. And if you just take a look at the back here, you can see a GPS tracker, and that's used to see how far it will get during the competition. But it will, there you go, look at that, absolutely stunning.
Like all sports, sometimes players get injured and need medical checkups. Falcons are no different. Qatar's only falcon hospital has just opened its doors and it's busy. The state-of-the-art facility has an emergency room and treats around 30,000 patients a year. Owners wait anxiously for a diagnosis.
It's very strong. But at the same time, when he have a disease, he become very weak, and we see his owner, how much he's suffering when he see his bird is very weak. It's like his children. He just care, doctor, what happened? Is it okay? Can he survive? What happened? What's the problem? Can you do something?
Other services include falcon pedicures, then imping, and that's the replacement of broken feathers. Each feather has a role. And the bird's ability to reach speeds of up to 320 kilometers an hour, glide, dive, and catch its prey. The procedure needs glue, a bamboo barbecue skewer, and a highly skilled technician. It's the weekend in Doha, and Ghanem is shopping with his friends in Souq Waqif market for a falcon. Having one from a young age is a rite of passage for Qatari boys, passed down from generation to generation.
My budget is $1,500. There are two types of falcons, the wild ones and ones that breed. I want to buy a wild one.
Well, after a bit of price haggling, Ghanem is happy, he says, with his choice. He plans to train his falcon to hunt and race. And he's already given it a name, Mashhur, which is Arabic for famous. Sara Khairat, Al Jazeera, Wakra.